what I started doing, and Michael, so working with Archangel Michael, first off, which I know most people, he's the most popular one, so everybody should know him, right? For me, it was starting to work with him daily. It was a consistent daily practice, not because you have to ask him in every day, but because we as human beings have to have a process or a practice to allow ourselves to be open to connecting, communicating, receiving that energy. And so when I started working with Michael, it was as simple as doing either just a prayer or an invocation or an intention. And then it opened up to, you know, getting a little more grounded and centered so that we can actually experience what's happening in our lives and not hold on to it. So Michael has helped, like, if I gave you an example, if I imagine that this tissue is, let's just say it's, I just got in a fight with somebody, I'm angry, right? So this tissue is carrying all the anger. And what most people do is they have the experience and the anger comes in and it gets stuck right about here and they let it live here. So then they react immediately because I'm angry. And then this energy, I just want to move beyond it. So I just bury it somewhere. It just sits over here, but it lives over here for a very long time. And then every time we get in that circumstance, PTSD type of things, we react from the same energy that's still living in the body from this little place that, oh, it's hidden. Nobody can see it anymore, but it's still there. And so one of the things that Michael helped me to do is learn how to be the observer, not the absorber, and take this anger and actually just let it move through you, like just experience it, feel it, observe it, witness it, and allow it to move through you and out of your body. Then you don't have to be attached to it. You don't have to hold it. It doesn't have to be a story that 30 years later you're going to tell. It literally just can move through you. But as empaths, what we do is we don't let it pass through. We feel it, and then it activates us. And then we want to change the world. We're going to fix it. We're going to do whatever we need to do. And part of the observing is just recognizing it's not ours. It's not ours.